Today is April 7th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News now has 6 newsletters? We recently added an audio, video, and live events newsletter and are now launching our bi-weekly China report. To sign up, visit spacenews.com/newsletters.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Blue Origin, SpaceX, and United Launch Alliance received nearly $13.7 billion in Space Force launch contracts Friday. A new trade war triggered by major tariffs could impact the space industry. NASA is reportedly preparing to end some Earth science missions in response to potential severe budget cuts. The Missile Defense Agency is looking beyond traditional defense contractors for roles in the Golden Dome missile defense system. A private astronaut mission safely returned to Earth Friday. And NASA is opening the door for private astronaut missions to the International Space Station to be commanded by foreign astronauts.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Blue Origin, SpaceX, and United Launch Alliance received nearly $13.7 billion in Space Force launch contracts Friday. The companies won National Security Space Launch Phase 3 Lane 2 contracts, a cornerstone initiative designed to bolster the Pentagon's access to space for its most sensitive and risk-averse missions. SpaceX emerged as the leading contractor, securing $5.9 billion in anticipated awards for 28 launches, followed by ULA at nearly $5.4 billion for 19 launches, and Blue Origin at nearly $2.4 billion for 7 launches. The awards reflected a shift in Pentagon strategy to bring in a third provider, Blue Origin, to increase competition. Flights under these new contracts are expected to take place from fiscal year 2027 through 2032. A new trade war triggered by major tariffs could impact the space industry. The tariffs announced last week by the Trump administration led to major declines in the stock market, including for space companies. The tariffs will clog supply chains, industry officials said, hiking the costs of semiconductors, electronic components, steel, plastics, resins, and specialized fuel. U.S. space executives are eager to find ways to mitigate supply chain disruption and rising costs as they bolster domestic production, but also point to longer-term benefits from bringing more capabilities to the United States, including an accelerated shift toward automation. NASA is reportedly preparing to end some Earth science missions in response to potential severe budget cuts. Speaking at a congressional roundtable Sunday at the Space Symposium, Republican George Whitesides, Democrat California, said he learned NASA has instructed Earth science missions either in formulation or in extended operations to prepare termination plans for fiscal year 2026. He added that the agency has not decided yet to terminate any of those missions. It comes amid reports the White House's fiscal year 2026 budget proposal could seek to cut NASA science by as much as 50%. Agency officials said at the National Academy's Space Science Week event last week they did not have details about those budgets, but acknowledged peak uncertainty about future budgets. The Missile Defense Agency, MDA, is looking beyond traditional defense contractors for roles in the Golden Dome missile defense system. MDA and U.S. Space Force announced plans to host a conference later this month, specifically encouraging participation from commercial firms outside the traditional defense industry to explore space interception concepts. MDA has a particular interest in ways to destroy missiles in their boost phase. The administration's outreach to non-traditional contractors signals recognition that breakthrough approaches may be necessary to make such a system feasible, both technologically and economically. A private astronaut mission safely returned to Earth Friday. The Crew Dragon spacecraft Resilience splashed down off the coast from Oceanside, California at 12:19 p.m. Eastern, marking the conclusion of the FRAM-2 mission. The 4-person mission was the first crewed flight to circle the Earth's poles. The crew completed 22 experiments, including exiting the capsule unassisted after recovery to get experience for how crews on future missions to the Moon and Mars will be able to leave their spacecraft when there are no recovery teams to assist. The splashdown was the first for a Crew Dragon mission off the California coast, a move made to ensure a safe disposal of the spacecraft's trunk section. NASA is opening the door for private astronaut missions to the International Space Station to be commanded by foreign astronauts. NASA issued a request for proposals for two private astronaut missions, or PAMs, to the ISS, one in mid-2026 and the other in 2027. NASA has required those missions be commanded by a former NASA astronaut with flight experience, a requirement that remains in place in the new solicitation. However, companies can also propose an alternate commander who is a former Canadian, European, or Japanese astronaut who could then fly the mission if the agency changes its policy. Axiom Space has won all four previous PAMs, but is expected to face competition in this round from VAST. In other news, Spaceflight Now reports that SpaceX launched more Starlink satellites Saturday night. A Falcon 9 lifted off from Cape Canaveral at 11:07 p.m. Eastern, placing 28 Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch used a booster, making its 19th flight, most of which were other Starlink launches. A startup pursuing space-based solar power has raised $50 million. Etherflux announced the Series A round last week, led by Index Ventures and Interlagos. Several other funds and individuals also participated. Etherflux announced plans last year to pursue an alternative approach to space-based solar power, involving a constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit that use lasers to transmit power to the ground. The company said the funding will support work on a demonstration mission in 2026, adding that it has received interest from the Defense Department in its concept. Core Memory reports that Astra has reportedly raised $80 million since going private last year. Company CEO Chris Kemp said the company raised the money from undisclosed investors to buy out shareholders and cover legal and other expenses, as well as refinance the company. Astra went public in 2021 during the SPAC boom, but suffered failures of its Rocket 3 vehicle. The company, teetering on bankruptcy, went private last year. Kemp said the funding will support work on Astra's larger Rocket 4 vehicle, adding that it also has a profitable business producing electric propulsion systems for satellites. The Australian Financial Review reports that an Australian company chaired by a former prime minister says it has an agreement with NASA on an air launch system. Space Centre Australia said it plans to spend $5 million. Though an agreement with the agency to access NASA expertise at the Wallops Flight Facility for a project called Karman Line, which would use a C-130 cargo aircraft for an air launch system. The venture's chairman, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, said the company is working to raise $250 million to fund the project and claims to have interest from prospective, unidentified customers. Air launch systems have struggled in the market given cheaper alternatives, as demonstrated by the failure of Virgin Orbit in 2023. Reuters reports that the German government has been funding the use of OneWeb satellite services in Ukraine. Eutelsat CEO Eva Bernicke said Germany has funded fewer than 1,000 OneWeb terminals in operation in Ukraine over the last year, but said that number could soon grow to 5,000 to 10,000 terminals. That is a small fraction of the estimated 50,000 Starlink terminals in operation in Ukraine. But European officials said they are interested in reducing reliance on Starlink given shifting geopolitics. Science News reports that the expected end of two aging satellites could make it difficult for scientists to monitor the ozone layer. Scientists have relied on data from NASA's Aura spacecraft and Canada's SciSat, but both satellites are nearing the end of their lives. While other satellites are able to monitor the ozone layer in the stratosphere, the loss of data from Aura and SciSat will impair the ability to scan for substances that can damage the ozone layer. We will know what is happening to the ozone. What we'll lack is why, said one researcher.